1956, Jubilee City Cornpone.
Wow.
Little Abner. I'm Ron Robinson.
And I'm Carol McKibben.
We are the Saturday Morning Show here for you for another hour till 8 o'clock here on CKW FM 95.9 on your FM dial.
Yeah.
All our shows are archived. The archives of current vintage are back up and running. I was able to listen to last week's show. Earlier weeks may take a little while, but eventually they will appear, apparently. That's a promise. Which I'm passing on from someone else who made the promise.
Okay.
As I say, they're there usually for 6 weeks at least, I was going to say.
Right.
And so we want to say hello to our listeners in England.
Yes.
Ireland.
Yes.
Here, Winnipeg.
Yes.
Hello, Winnipeg.
Anywhere else in the world?
And,
Ontario.
Ontario,
a few places,
of course,
around,
yes.
Ontario.
Quite right. This half hour then. A little something for the children. I forget what it is. Oh, Carol, you got something for the children.
Well, I'm going to talk about what is special about Monday Remembrance Day.
Right, you are. Oh, yep. 701. And we all, just to finish off with Al Capp. He actually, as a teenager, he did hitchhike through...
We all used
a bit of southern USA, and he claims that that's where he gave him some of the ideas for his characters. Now, he had Pappy Yoakum, you may remember. A combination of Yokel and Hokum, as one person suggested. But Camp says, no, it's phonetic Hebrew. That's what it is, all right.
Hmm.
That's what I was getting at, the name Yoakum, more so than any attempt to sound hickish. Godly Joachim means God's determination, something like that. It also happens to have a rustic ring to it, he said.
Right.
So they lived in dog patches, I say. And it did phenomenally well. And he was given credit for much more than you would have thought for the description of the situation. So he was willing to take on all manner of ideas as well. And, another famous character was Joe Bitzeflesk.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
The little character who walked around with a dark cloud and rain coming over his head. We all know people like that.
Yes.
I worked with someone like that across the street at CBC.
Very bad.
Yes. Pronounced by simply blowing a raspberry was the suggestion.
Oh, right.
Anyways, Al Capp. 7:02 then.
Okay. This is your last chance.
That's absolutely right. In fact, they started flogging sale tickets, but I can tell you that a number of shows have been extended at Stratford. They keep sending me notes.
Right.
And that means that Something Rotten, the play about trying to match Will Shakespeare play for play, is continuing to November 17th.
Okay.
November
17th. Haven't seen it, here's your last chance for now.
Well, of course, and Will Shakespeare certainly has a pretty high opinion of himself.
Well, he certainly does.
We want Will. We want Will.
Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Stratford-upon-Avon, the king of couplets, the sultan of sonnets, the man who put the I am in iambic pentameter, please put your hands together for the one, the only, William Shakespeare!
Out there, a little sonnet that's been very good to me. Let's see if you know it. Shall I compare thee
to a summer's day?
Yeah, thou art more lovely and more temperate, and the rough wind shake the darling buds of May. Yeah, and summer's lease
hath all too short a date.
I adore the adoration, though others may have called it. It's quite the new sensation. What shall we call it? Can you feel it?
Yeah!
Oh, I can feel it too. In fact, I'd like to feel you a little bit later.
Oh!
Do you want more?
Yeah!
When do you want it? Tomorrow?
No!
Later?
No!
Let me hear you say now.
Now!
Very nice. Let me hear you say now is.
Now is.
That scans. Let me hear you say now is the.
Now is the.
Oh, do it with me. Now is the winter of our discontent.
Now is the winter of our discontent.
Make glorious summer by this sun of York.
Make glorious summer by this
W-I-L-L-U-S. Who fits that bill?
It's Will!
Yes. There's a fever going round. Has anybody caught it?
We're shaking it for Shakespeare!
Methinks you got it. To my ears, and if music be the food of love, play on. That's a new one, don't even know where to put it yet. Speaking of love, here's one for all you lovers out there. But soft would lie through yonder window breaks. Thank you. It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. Arise, fair sun, and kill the envious moon. Ah, the moon, who is already sick and pale, so sick and so pale with grief that thou her maid, yeah, thou art far more fair than she, than she. Thank you, I like that one too.
Will Shakespeare has left the building. Well, he will have left the building.
Yes.
November 17th.
Yes. Yeah.
Something rotten. You know what? Want to see that at RMTC.
I know.
Hello, if you're listening.
Or at the very least, Concert Hall. Concert Hall would be bigger
good
stage.
Good two seating. Yes, you're probably right.
Bigger
yes,
stage.
Yes. There's money to be made there.
Yep. Yep.
708.
Yes.
Highly recommended.
Because whoever puts it on,
yes,
they can be guaranteed
we'll be
shouting absolutely from the workshop. Around. Yes, and taking all our friends and family.
Exactly. Yep. So I'm looking at anniversaries today, things that have happened on this day. 1620, 2 months at sea, ship Mayflower, spots land. Hey, there's land over there. Hey, there's people there. Cool.
Right.
They didn't say that, did they? All right. 1861, the first documented Canadian football game.
Oh,
University of Toronto.
What year?
1861.
Wow.
Yep. So today as well, 5:30 here.
Right.
Bombers taking on the Saskatchewan Roughriders.
Right.
West Final.
In search of
Yep.
The Grey Cup next week.
Is this the Grey Cup I see before me? Well, I should certainly hope so.
Well, we know it's here because it landed in Winnipeg yesterday, and they had it on the conveyor belt at the airport, just like everybody else's luggage, in a clear package so everybody
that's
could see
right
it.
That's right, too. Yeah. You're absolutely right, yes. Well, all manner of things. But I had a reason for playing this, but we don't really need a reason. Well, I see that, actually, Art Carney,
yes,
his real name was Arthur William Matthew Carney, born November the 4th, 1918, so it's close enough for rock and roll.
Yep.
Oh, November the 9th, here we are. Died November the 9th, 2003, American actor and comedian. Academy Award, Golden Globe, 6 Primetime Emmy Awards. My best known, of course, for his role as Ed Norton. Yes, on The Honeymooners.
work in the sewer, it's a very hard job. You know they won't hire just any old slob. You don't have to wear a tie or a coat. You just have to know how to float. We sing the song of the sewer. Of the sewer, we sing this song. Together we stand with shovel in hand to keep things rolling along. I work down a manhole with a guy named Bruce, and we are in charge of all the refuse. He lets me go first while he holds the lid. I'm telling you, sheesh, what a sweet kid. We sing the song of the sewer. Of the sewer, we sing this song. Together we stand with shovel in hand to keep things rolling along. Ooh, 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 ooh. A funny thing happened to Bruce yesterday. The tide came along, he got carried away. He come out in Jersey, but it's okay now, 'cause that's where he lives anyhow. We sing the song of the sewer. Ooh. Of the sewer, we sing this song.
We'll sing the song.
Together we stand with shovel in hand to keep things rolling along.
My
father, he worked in a sewer uptown. I followed his footsteps and worked my way down. That's how I began in this here industry.
I just sort of fell into it. Lucky me.
We sing the song of the sewer.
Sing that song.
Of the sewer, we sing this song.
Oh, this is the song.
Together we stand with shovel in hand to keep things rolling along.
Yes, the man himself, Art Carney, as he played Ed Norton. I was in and out of the sewer of New York from a 2-CD set, Dr. Demento 25th Anniversary Collection. As I say, he won this award, he won that award. He was the youngest of six sons.
Holy smoke.
Yeah. Family was Irish-American and Catholic.
No girls?
Attended A.B. Davis High School. Drafted into the United States Army in 1943. Infantryman and machine gun crewman, World War II. During the Battle of Normandy, he was wounded in the leg by shrapnel, walked with a limp for the rest of his life. As a result of the injury, his right leg was about 3/4 of an inch shorter than his left. It is 7:13, and I want to remind you, Christmas Carol, it's everywhere. Of course, our Christmas Carol at Delaware coming up.
Yes.
But this is coming up sooner.
Right.
One of the ladies from our choir has handed this to me. Seven Ages presents A Christmas Carol, a new adaptation by Patrick Barlow. Inspired by the Christmas story by Charles Dickens. When? November 29th, 7:30 p.m. November 30th, 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. December the 1st, 2 p.m. Where? At the Gas Station Art Center.
Nice.
So you can check with them for details, but I do have a website here. Seven Ages Productions, which is hyphenated.
SevenAgesProductions.com. Seven ages, don't you think? Everybody from Tiny Tim to Scrooge himself.
Will enjoy
and
it.
Every age in between.
I see what you're saying, yes.
Yes.
But I guess the gas station as well, because you want to get your tickets ahead and make sure you can get in. Good theater. There are no bad seats there.
Yes.
Christmas Carol is a
several
version,
days.
Version, not to be missed, says the Stage Magazine. A tiny, tiny product.
Okay, because... So, they got the script from Samuel French, so that means, I think, top-notch number one.
That's right, because you have to pay to do that, quite right.
Yeah.
So that's the first Christmas Carol we've heard about coming, November 29th, 30th, and December 1st.
I suspect you can go to the gas station website, Gas Station Art Center, we call it, instead of theater. In any case... You can go to that website probably and
Gas Station Arts Center is
right.
What they're calling it.
Yeah. and get your tickets there.
7:15.
Right.
Time for the Children's Corner on the Weekend Morning Show.
Well, boys and girls, if you're sitting up right there, yes. Now, Carol has something for us today.
Well, we know that Remembrance Day is coming up on Monday. And Remembrance Day is a day to remember and honor all those who have served in the armed forces and died in the line of duty. It's an important day of remembrance for many countries all around the world. So let's take a look at some interesting facts about Remembrance Day. First off, Remembrance Day was first celebrated to remember all the people who died in World War I, which at that time was called the Great War. The Great War ended in 1918. It's a long time ago. It falls on the 11th of November every year because that is the day when World War I ended. Poppies are a symbol of Remembrance Day. Around Remembrance Day, you see lots of poppies. This is because they are a symbol of World War I. A lot of the battles were in the fields which had poppies. There was also a Canadian soldier called John McCrae who wrote a poem called In Flanders Fields, which was inspired by the poppies. Some of you may have even memorized it. We hold a 1 or 2 minute silence at 11 a.m. On the 11th of November at 11 a.m., it's a time to think about all the people who died for us in any kind of war. World War I ended on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month in 1918. In 1918, the British people and other British Commonwealth countries like Canada were struggling to survive. Naval blockades had prevented ships carrying supplies, and with the men away at war, farms and factories couldn't keep up with the demand. It was even worse for the German population. Germany had to seek peace. So on the 8th of November, they began to talk about a ceasefire. That's called an armistice. And by the 11th of November, they had all signed the papers in a railway carriage in France. The Cenotaph is a war memorial in Ottawa. It's also where the annual National Services of Remembrance are held. Wreaths of poppies are also put on it. A cenotaph is a memorial marker which honors people who have died in war and are buried somewhere else. For example, my great uncle Walter Scott. He's buried in France, but there is a cenotaph for him in the small town in Quebec where he was born. Remembrance Day used to be known as Armistice Day, and after World War II, it changed to Remembrance Day. Remembrance Day was started in 1919 by King George V. He decided that we would have a two-minute silence on Armistice Day after a politician suggested it, and it's stuck ever since. Poppies are sold to raise money for the Legion charity. You see lots of poppies around Remembrance Day. The week before Remembrance Day is called Veterans Week, and this is when we honor all people in the armed forces who work hard to keep us safe. The guns, as I said, fell silent at 11 a.m. Then they had the greatest celebration of all time. There was rejoicing, shouting, dancing in the street. Church bells rang. Many schools closed for the day to commemorate the end of the fighting. Armistice means end of fighting. to cease firing. So that's why we use the term ceasefire. But it doesn't actually mean peace. Soldiers had to stay in their positions, and so they couldn't come home, and some battles continued. Some of the different countries involved had to make some agreements with each other. In Britain, the official Peace Day celebrations were held 6 months after the ceasefire, on the 19th of July, 1919. There were more parades and street parties and fireworks to celebrate the final end to war.
Cigarette, sir.
Bless you.
Major John McCrae, surgeon, born and raised in Guelph, Ontario.
Poppies. Now, blow. Between crosses, row on row. If ye break faith, ye shall not see.
Mr. McCrae?
Flanders fields.
What is it?
I'm not sure.
John McCrae of Montreal died in the war, but his poem is still spoken aloud when men, women, and children gather to remember.
Spring.
Quartet. Sylvia Tyson with the lead vocal there. Sylvia wrote it as well. Yeah. From their CD, Work of the Heart, at 7:25. Carol McKibben.
Yes?
Coming up in our next half hour.
Right.
Chat with this man about his new book.
That distinctive, gritty, reverberating distortion punching through the Guess Who's classic song American Woman is the signature of a Winnipeg radio repairman whose ingenuity rocked the world of music. The guitar is the work of fellow Winnipegger Randy Backman, but the timbre he manifested through his instrument is the artistry of Gar Gillies, whose language was acoustics. Thomas Garnet Gillies was born in Winnipeg in February 1921 and later gave birth himself to a robust rock and roll resonance that became known as the Winnipeg Sound.
Darren Bernhardt with something from his Prairie Oddities.
Ah.
Now, we gave it away on Thursday.
Oh.
That's the nature of life.
Well, that's great.
We're going to repeat the interview for you coming up next half hour.
Okay.
And I think I have a few notes about where you can meet Darren as well. He's got a couple of promotions coming up as well. 7:27. It's today's Winnipeg Free Press. Been waiting for this. I'm glad to see it's reviewed.
Yes.
And a big full page in the Arts and Life page. A theater review of The Recipe by Armin Wiebe.
Oh, great.
Headlined, Good Medicine, reviewed by Conrad Swetman. Mennonite playwright delivers a welcome dose of comedy gold. That's 4.5 out of 5 stars.
Well, you expect comedy gold from Armin Wiebe.
In the page. Well, it's moving from novelist to on the stage. Yes. We said it before. Today's Winnipeg Free Press, 7:27. Time for some nonsense?
Oh, sure.
The boys and girls could learn this, and then they could sing it to their parents until their parents go cuckoo.
Okay.
Just a thought. Helping out, that's all.
Dab-a-dab-a-dab-a-dab-a-dab-a-dab means monk I love but you. Dab-a-dab-a-dab in monkey talk means chimp I love you too. Then the big baboon one night in June, he married them and very soon they went upon their coconut tree. And the monkey gay at the break of day loved to hear his chimpy say. Abba dabba 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 said the chimpy to the monk. Abba dabba 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 said the monkey to the chimp. All night long they'd chatter away. All day long they were happy and gay. Swinging and singing in the honky tonky way. Abba dabba 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 means monk, a love for you.
Dabba dabba dab in monkey talk means chimp, I love you too.
Then the big baboon one night in June, he married them and very soon they went upon their abba-dabba honeymoon.
All night long they chatter away, all day long they were happy and gay, swinging and singing in the honky-tonky way. Abba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba means monk, I love you. Abba-dabba-dabba in monkey talk means chimp, I love you too. Then the big baboon one night in June, he married them and very soon they went upon their abba-dabba honeymoon.
Do you recognize those voices, Carol McKibben? At least one of them?
Well, it sounded like Debbie Reynolds.
That's because
to
it
me.
Was. It was Debbie Reynolds. Yes, with Carlton Carpenter. Now, it doesn't identify what movie this is from. We've been working our way through Mersey Doat's 44 wacky hits. Some of them we don't play anymore, but I thought we'd share that with you. There you go, boys and girls. Just you can get the lyrics online, then practice it, practice it, practice it.
I'm just looking up.
How do you get to Carnegie Hall, boys and girls? Practice, practice, practice. Yeah.
Right.
7:30. Now, I was going to play Graham Shaw and the Sincere Serenaders, because we have a wonderful LP where they're full voice, although, as Don has said...
2 weeks LP, with Love.
The LP number. 2 Weeks with Love was the name of the movie?
I think so.
Okay.
Yep.
Graham Shaw and the Sincere Serenaders. If you go to YouTube, there's... I know this guy, too. He did country radio, and he also did CBC. Jim Milligan. Jim Milligan. Introducing Graham Shaw and the Sincere Serenaders. It was a TV show in, obviously, Winnipeg called, I think, Saturday Night Live or Live, anyways. And when that band was in full honk,
yes,
with, Graham would also play harmonica, trumpet, and guitar. They were astonishing.
Wow. So
unfortunately, I can't find the LP I wanted. The one I did find is Graham Shaw, right? And it's got the Sincere Serenaders on the back, but it seems to be all Graham to me. And because we want to talk about Elena. Elena Zaramba,
right,
who was a member of. Now, she's got a new CD called Sweet Roses, the CD release, November 13th. What day is it today? The 9th.
9th.
You figured out.
Yep.
Featuring Dan Donahue, host Steve Bell.
Excellent.
Yep. Doors open at 7, program 7:30, Park Theater, which is 698 okay. Osborne Street.
Yes.
Stories of Elena's musical journey, along with songs from the new album. Bingo. So tickets are $25 at My Park Theater, one word, myparktheater.com, or $30 at the door. Doesn't get any more Winnipeg than that.
Yeah.
Tickets $25 ahead. Save yourself $5. Seated events.
Yes.
And by the way, the CDs will be available for $20 cash only.
Oh, okay.
Don't be bringing that car. We want cash. Once again, Elena Zaramba, Sweet Roses release. When? November 13th.
Right.
Doors open at 7. Program 7:30. Park
it
Theater.
Sounds like Wednesday or so.
I'm not giving up. I'm still continuing to look for that other LP.
Okay.
Now, what have you got?
Well, I was thinking of Kathy Fink, but I can do something else.
I think you're absolutely right, because I'm looking at the LP. We played
Kathy Fink
and Marcy Marks the other day.
Oh, right.
I was thinking back to, I was smitten.
Were you?
Smitten with Kathy Fink.
Yes.
I turned out she was batting for the other team, but that's all right. At CJUM out of University of Manitoba.
Oh, right.
They used to do a show from there.
Right.
And, of course, they did the folk festival and many things.
Yes.
Including this LP.
Right.
Kathy Fink and Duck Donald, Kissing is a Crime.
Okay.
So I thought we'd play Hard-Hearted Hannah, which is, they say, our small tribute to Cliff Edwards.
Oh,
alias.
Okay. Yeah.
Ukulele Ike.
Yes.
Alias Jiminy Cricket.
In old Savannah, I said Savannah, the weather there is nice and warm. The climate's of a southern brand. But here's one thing I can't understand. They got a gal there, a pretty gal there, who's colder than an Arctic storm. She's got a heart just like a stone, even icemen let her alone. They call her Hard-Hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, the meanest gal in town. Leather is tough, but Hannah's heart is tougher. Here's a gal who loves to see him suffer. She'll tease him, thrill him, torture and kill him. That's her delight, they say. An evening spent with Hannah sitting on your knees, like traveling through Alaska in your BVDs. Hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, the vamp of Savannah, GA. They call her Hard-Hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, the coldest gal in town. Talk to your cold refrigerating mamas. Brother, she's a polar bear's pajamas. She tease him, thrill him, torture and kill him. That's her delight, they say. why she's so cold you even get pneumonia from her breath. She kissed an Eskimo and the fool froze to death. Hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, the vamp of Savannah, GA.
From an LP I got for a dollar from Into the Music off their clearance rack at the back there.
Excellent.
Kissing is a Crime. 7:37. So just a quick march around our breakfast table as I look at an obituary for Bill Wallace. Joined the Air Force 4 days after his 17th birthday.
Aye.
Stationed at RCAF in Saint-Jean, Quebec. 22-year military career, posted 13 locations across Canada.
Good grief.
Bernard Ben Raymond Pelletier, born 1930, attended Provencher School, worked as a lifeguard before serving in the Royal Canadian Navy. As well, long obituary from June 15, 2024, Willa Barbara Fowles, knee Yates, clinical nurse educator, Winnipeg General Hospital School of Nursing, while serving with Navy Reserves. Willa was the CEO of the Navy League Cadets in Brandon, alumni member of the Waves of Hope Dragon Boat team as well. So let's make our march then around breakfast table this morning. Heart of Oak. Heart of Oak by the HMCS Chippewa Naval Reserve Band from their CD, I'll Be Seeing You. 7:39, and as promised, a repeat of our chat with Darren Bernhardt about his new book, Prairie Oddities. You can tell from the cover what he's on about, and it was just launched just a few days back. Well, congratulations, and welcome to CKUW-FM.
Thank you very much.
Now, what qualifies as a prairie oddity to you?
You know, I think it's anything that kind of makes you go, I had no idea. If I can get a shrug out of somebody's shoulders and their eyebrows up, I've nailed it.
I could think like you could produce that for a variety of reasons, but I hear what you're saying. It's obviously got to be about here. What is here? Manitoba?
Manitoba, but you know, it's from the since the first book, it's really expanded into the prairies now.
Okay. There are oddities everywhere, aren't there?
They are everywhere.
Good to know. Well, I was going to say, your 2020 book, The Lesser Known, A History of Oddities from the Heart of the Continent. So you've done well enough to see book two. Not everyone gets to see that, Darren. Not everyone does. It's funny. A lot of books have the lifetime of a fruit fly.
I'm very fortunate.
Well, and no author wants to hear that either when they're just starting out. But so do you have enough? Already I'm asking, but do you have enough for a third?
I would never say I don't. There's always stories that don't make the cut initially because you don't have enough information or you're still researching. So there's things simmering back there for sure.
Okay. Prairie Oddities then. Well, I guess have you ever, I don't want to say rejected then, but have you ever, as you were just saying,
come across stories that are so good, you want them to be in the book, but what do you need before you're satisfied you can see it in print?
I would say every single time I'm researching something, I come across a story, whether it's one of the stories that kind of expands out into tangents that are interesting, but there's always something that gets left out or left behind because you just can't find enough material, or you just can't quite confirm the veracity of it. You know, you want to get enough sources to make sure that that part of it is true, because with any oddity, you're going to say, I didn't know that. You do want to make sure it's actually true.
Right. We turn to Gordon Goldsboro and we say, Gordon, what do you think? What do you know? Or, well, you can't go wrong with the big family Bible. Unfortunately, they're harder and harder to come by when you're tracing who begat who, isn't it? Yes. Right. Well, the proof is in the pudding, Darren. So let's give people just a little something here for Pumpkinhead. Now, I thought I knew a lot about Pumpkinhead, but you know a lot more. So for people who maybe have never even heard of Pumpkinhead, it's in your book. Give us a little bit of Pumpkinhead.
Pumpkinhead is a mop-top misfit mascot. That's a mouthful. You know, one of those characters that developed just the same as Rudolph, the same as Santa, as a marketing idea, an advertising idea for a company. In this case, it was Eaton's. And he became a smash success for Eaton's, but a much more short-lived one than Santa and Rudolph, who have become ingrained in Christmas.
Well, my little brother, Tim, had a Pumpkinhead, and he was a little odd, Darren. It looked as if his brain had been scooped out and replaced by a mop of sort of swirly curly hair. And of course, Eaton's made use of that in the story, did they not? Yes, Santa.
They did.
Well, we don't want to give it all away. You'll have to look it up and read it in the booklet. But we do know that Wilf Carter knew a lot about Pumpkinhead. Let's give a listen.
They always call him Pumpkinhead. He is a sad little bear, and all because they laugh at him and make fun of his hair. It stands straight up and won't lie down no matter what we do, and no one wants to play with him. That's why he feels so blue. Pumpkinhead, Pumpkinhead, with a funny looking mop of hair. Pumpkinhead, Pumpkinhead, the sad little cute little bear. Then along came Santa Claus in his sleigh with a great big ho, ho, ho. With the elves and the clowns and the big parade all dancing through the snow. But one of the clowns got sick one day, no smile was on his face. They tried his hat on everyone, but none could take his place. Then up stepped Pumpkinhead to try, and much to his delight, the mop of hair just held it there, the hat it fit just right. Now Pumpkinhead is having fun, he's happy as can be, and so each year he brings good cheer right to your Christmas tree. Pumpkinhead, Pumpkinhead, with a funny looking mop of hair. Pumpkinhead, Pumpkinhead, that's the story of a happy little bear. Pumpkinhead, Pumpkinhead, that's the story of a happy little bear.
It's Wilf Carter's take, isn't it, on Pumpkinhead? And I'm chatting with Darren Bernhardt about his new book, Prairie Oddities. Darren, this is like salted peanuts. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, they're addictive, and I hope that doesn't mean you need to start drinking a lot.
Well, is that too? I was going to say, you can't just have one. This is a Christmas list book.
I hope it is.
The old bookseller in me says, oh, we're onto something here. Yes, yes. It's like you show the war horse the old starting gate, and Christmas is coming. And I served my time at Eaton's book department. So that was a bit about Pumpkinhead. That's just a little example of our chat with Darren about the kind of things he's covered. Now, the other thing comes to mind. Well, I was drawn to these things, of course, and so there's a personal interest here, but I think you're right. There is a Manitoba-wide interest in that. I have a Garnet amp in my basement.
Wow.
With the amp and the full box as well.
Oh, that's great.
It's got the number on the back, of course. You could probably trace it. I wonder who played this. Yeah, we'll have to build a shrine or donate it to the Manitoba Museum. There's got to be a home for it somewhere.
And there is a way on the Garnet website right now to trace your numbers. Yeah.
Now, some people are listening saying, what are you talking about? Well, I wanted to be the next Jack Bruce. I wanted to be Jack Bruce. And I tried to play the bass lines in the Doors music. And then I found out, I think Ray Manzarek was actually playing it with one hand.
Really?
Yeah, they may have had bass players from time to time, but they also did the bass line with one hand. And wow. I stopped. I can't even. Anyways, Gar Gillies, musician, lover of, he was a big noise. He was a big noise, and he produced a big noise. So for anybody who doesn't know, tell us a little bit about Gar Gillies and Garnet Amps.
Boy, you know, Gar started off repairing radios in Eaton's. Hey, with another Eaton's connection, but became an inventor of sound, the Winnipeg sound, you know, as you mentioned, getting the most he could out of amps and creating that sound, that gritty sound you can hear on Guess Who and Randy Bachman's guitar.
American Woman.
Exactly, yeah, American yeah. Woman. And what Randy could make a guitar do, Gar was able to make the amplifier equal to the task so that it didn't blow.
Well, because it did. Randy said some of the things he did destroyed every time he did this.
Exactly.
So you realize, what, bigger tubes? And tubes have a warmth to them, admittedly. And then I guess came transistors, etc.
Right.
But Gar was so old school, wanted to stay with, I guess, what he knew and what he had. Well, a little bit more about Gar Gillies, because I used to walk by the shop St. Matthews. Mm. He used to have a little repair shop there, because after things all went quiet for him, he loved it so much, he still stayed, quote, in the business.
Yeah, he tried to make that change. He stuck around with the tubes for as long as he could, but then when retailers wouldn't stock his amps anymore, he had to switch over to the new technology, and it just wasn't the same sound, you know. And then right. he you know, make, not to get into all the details, but he made a business deal that wasn't the best for him, and then it made him go back to the roots and back to working on some of his old Garnets that needed repairs and rebuilding some of those and working on some other ones, but right back to where he started. And
so as far as we know, they're still out there somewhere. There is a corner somewhere. There's a small community center somewhere where someone is trying to crank it up even as we speak, no doubt.
Oh, you know, they are out there, but not just that. Garnet brand still exists.
Right.
It's
right
just
too.
Not storefront. It's online, but you can get the old shirts. You can get the little hardware to put on your amps, and you can still get the Herzog amp that Randy played. It's the modern version of it now.
Right. It's all there.
It is.
Well, that's just a hint of what's in Prairie Oddities. Now, you're still hesitating, but I think there's no end to this. The stories and the once people hear, everybody has a story they want to share with you, I would imagine.
Oh, always. And you know what? Every story seems to spawn more stories in every conversation. But it's not even ancient history that we're talking about. Pumpkinhead, that Pumpkinhead was up until 1982 and even made a comeback in the late 90s. So it's not all ancient history. It's just oddball history.
I still have my Pumpkinhead menu.
No kidding.
Oh, yes. You punch out his eyes and you could tie string through his ears and you put it on your face like a mask. It would wrap around. And the back of it, of course, was the menu for the restaurant.
Well, that's reading it really up close then, eh?
Yeah, it really is. Well, look at these trifocals. Well, Darren, congratulations on Prairie Oddities. Hope you have a great run with it.
Thanks so much, Ron.
Will you autograph our copy and we'll give it away?
Gladly.
And we've been talking about Gar Gillies. So why do we let Gar have the final word then? This from his CD, A Jazz Canvas. Gar himself doing the vocals here, I think.
Oh, there's a change in the weather. There's a change in the sea. So from now on, there'll be a change in me. My walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me is gonna be the same. I'm gonna change my way of living, and if that ain't enough, then I'll change the way I strut my stuff. 'Cause nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes, changes made today. There'll be some changes There's a change in the weather, there's a change in the sea. So from now on there'll be a change in me. My walk will be different, my talk and my name. 'Cause nothing about me's gonna be the same. I'm gonna change my way of living, and if that ain't enough, even change the way I strut my stuff. 'Cause nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made.
Gillies on trombone and vocals there from the Jazz Canvas, working with the likes of Moose Jackson, Rich Kellen, and Jim Gillies as well. And since I had that chat with Darren Bernhardt,
yes,
he told me as well that he got a launch coming up, get together, we want to meet him and get an autograph copy, Sunday, November 10th, 1 to 3 o'clock at the Save It Tell Chapters. And he'll be at Whodunit, the Mystery Bookstore, November 22nd.
Cool.
As well, and he sent me looking to the Garnet website, and of course they're not all listed, but there are pictures of Garnet amps through the decades, and it's like an archaeological dig to when they changed this to the corners, and then they put an official stamp on the back for CSA approved, etc. So the amp I have, I think, is between about 1965-68 is where mine comes from.
Well,
but who knows who played it, Carol, what fingers were. Yes, exactly.
Yes.
A couple of things to tell you about.
Right.
And that is here, our Remembered Say radio drama, CKW, once again proud to present radio plays by Winnipeg playwright Brian Langlotz. Tomorrow, Letters, Sunday, November 10th, 3 p.m. It's 90 minutes. Inspired by real events and family history, Letters follow the journey and letters of soldier Paul Bailey and his family back in Canada. And then on Monday, War Within, on November 11th at noon. That'll be 90 minutes as well, just to follow the journey of Paul, Betty, and their loved ones as they wrestle with the physical and emotional repercussions of Paul's fighting in the Second World War. After all, just because a soldier comes home doesn't mean the war is over. That's on CKUW-FM here at 95.9 right. on your FM dial.
Do you know what I realized? We never did the 7 o'clock weather.
Let's do it now.
Okay. Still 3 degrees. Barometric pressure 101.3 and falling. Humidity down to 85% now. Wind coming from the south at 31 and gusting up to 43. It was a little gusty when we were out at 5:30. And there's a special Met note, which I'd never seen before. It's valid from 5 o'clock this afternoon till 6 o'clock. Blue skies, temperatures near 10 degrees, and southerly winds of 10 to 15 are expected at kickoff.
Nothing but blue skies.
For the Western final this evening. I've never seen a note like that before. And but generally, it's going to be sunny, and then a mix of sun and cloud in the afternoon. Wind coming from the south at 30, and then light in the afternoon. A high today of 14. 14. UV 1. That's excellent. Obviously low.
Very good.
Yep.
I'm Ron Robinson.
I was going to say one other thing. Don't forget that the Portage and Main intersection starting Tuesday is going to be, let's call it, closed for a week.
Portage East, of course, the reconstruction, yes.
Portage East.
Plus yep. Santa Claus Parade next Saturday. So pay attention there about noon around the downtown streets. All right.
Yes.
Parade's at 5. A Night with David Francie tonight at the West End Cultural Center.
Oh, cool.
Saturday, 8 o'clock. Tickets $30 to $35. Multiple Juno-winning folk poet and singer David Francie. Heartfelt songs and stories in concert at the West End Cultural Center. That's tonight. And so we have a little him working with Mike Ford from their CD Seaway, which is exactly what it was about. So leave it at that and talk to you next week.
Yeah.
I took my love down to Summer's Town, on the banks of the Seaway where the big ships go by. On the banks of the St. Lawrence River we lie, on the banks of that river so wide. And when we hear the winter turn and the sound of the blackbird's cry, I'll take my love down to Summer's Town, on the banks of the Seaway where the big ships go by. On the banks of the St. Lawrence River we lie, on the banks of that river so wide. And when we see the springtime turn to a cloud in the summer sky, I'll take my love down to Summer's Town, on the banks of the Seaway where the big ships go by. On the banks of the St. Lawrence River we lie, on the banks of that river so wide. And when we feel the summer turn on the wind that the leaves will fly, I'll take my love down to Summer's Town, on the banks of the Seaway where the big ships go by. On the banks of the St. Lawrence River we lie, on the banks of that river so wide. And when we hear